My name is Martin Abongay, and I believe in freedom. I believe in creating a lifestyle where you actually have a choice. My goal here is to help you escape the life of sacrifice you've been conditioned to live. How do I do it? Simply by sharing my own journey to complete freedom. My expectations, my hurdles, my failures, my successes, and everything I learned along the way. How are we going to proceed here? We're going to do it by asking the right questions. The questions that make you think. Because these questions will allow you to do something. Change your mindset, to change your reality, and build the perfect life for you. And when I mean perfect life for you, it's for you. Not for your mom, not for your dad, not for your best friend. The perfect life for you. So in this podcast, we think differently. We expand your horizon and we work together to create your happiness. So welcome to the Freedom by Choice podcast with your host, Martin Abongay. Hey guys, how's it going today? Welcome to a new episode of your favorite podcast. This is episode 438 and this is your host, Martin. All right guys, so I hope you guys had a good day today. My day was actually pretty interesting because I came up, I discovered something new and something really exciting. And yeah, very, very, very happy about it. So, you know, very productive day in that sense. You know, I told you that the most important thing is not necessarily how much you work, but how much progress you make. And this is a huge, huge step forward. And also, I realized that one of the biggest things that you can do is to take care of your network as well and connect with people who are very good at something or people have the same values as you, not just because they're good or something, it's just because these are cool people, right? And so these are two things that I've done today. So I'm very happy about how the day went down, and I feel like I've achieved a lot, right? So anyway, that's not the point of the episode for today. Today's episode, I wanted to tell you, at least two stories, right? Yeah, two stories. And I want to illustrate something that, we all do, to a certain extent. And then afterwards, you'll get where I'm going with this. So I've read in a book, I don't remember which brand it was. It might have been General Motors or something, or like Toyota. It might have been Toyota, I don't know. But I think it was General Motors, right? But anyway, don't quote me on the brand, but you know, just on the story, right? So there was a Japanese division of the car manufacturer, and there was an American equivalent. With different ways of functioning and different organizations and stuff, right? So they were both producing cars. And so the Japanese seemed to be a lot more efficient than the guys in the US. And I think actually it's some guys from the US that they sent in Japan to kind of like understand how they were that productive and stuff. And and then they brought some dude from Japan to actually look at what the Americans were doing. I don't remember the exact story, but you'll see where I'm going with this. So anyway, so they were producing these cars, right? And they realized that one of the machines that was working on the doors, like the doors of the cars, had a problem. And once in a while, every, I don't know, who the hell knows, every 50 doors or something, then there was a problem. There was a defect on the car, right? So there was a bump on the door. And what the US, they realized this. They were like, oh, right, okay, so there is a problem every 50 cars or something. Then there is this problem. How do we fix it, all right? And so what they decided to do was they hired a guy whose job was to bang on the doors. The guy had a sledgehammer or something. And every time there was this problem there,
I think they will stop the whole line. He will bang on that door, and then afterwards it will restart the whole thing, something like this, you know. But anyway, there was a guy whose job was to bang on that on those doors and then put them back into production, okay? So it didn't happen. It happened like once every, I don't know, maybe it was 50, maybe 100 or something. But still, they hired someone to go and fix that, right? And the thing is, so they went to so the Japanese came and they were like, but what is this dude doing? And the guy explains, ah, yeah, well, it's, you know, once in a while we have this problem. And yeah, we bang on the door and then we fix it and then we put it back in the in production. So that way we don't have to stop the whole thing and stuff. And we don't lose, we were able to fix that the those doors and they look, you know, like, just like new, okay? And so so the Japanese were puzzled, right? They were like, oh, these Americans are crazy. Because so when they went to Japan, right, the engineers that went to Japan, the Americans, they went there and they realized that at some point in Japan they had a problem with one of the machines or something, right? And it would have required to stop the whole production to actually fix it. All right, so this is the reason why the Americans elected not to actually stop the whole thing and remove the machines and reconfigure them and all that kind of stuff, because it would have halted everything. So they realized, ah, you know what, it's better to find a workaround, bang on the doors and stuff. Whereas the Japanese, they said, look, you know, there is a problem with the machine. Well, we will just stop production for as long as necessary and we're going to fix that. Right, which they did. So I think it was a different problem that they had, or maybe it was the same problem, but they just fixed it. They fixed the actual machine, so they didn't have to have this guy who was banging on doors, you know. And these Japanese were very, very surprised at how like the American thought process was. They were like, dude, I think it's easier to fix it, you know, to fix the machine than to have some dude. And you actually have to hire the dude to bang on the doors, you know, so which is crazy. And they were like, dude, well, why don't you know, just fix the machine, you know, which I don't know for, you know, I don't know what you think, you know, but I think fixing the machine is going to be a better solution if you ask me. So that's the first thing I wanted to tell you, is that these the Japanese team, they elected to, you know, fix the problem once and for all, and then that's pretty much it, you know. Whereas the Americans were like, well, you know what, let's just bang on the door, right? So this is the first thing I wanted to tell you. Then you might be like, duh, of course, you know, but you'll see afterwards, right? So the other story that I want to tell you is, so here is my house. So I'm renting, right? And sometimes I have, well, not sometimes, there was a leak somewhere, right? I think it was coming from the roof. We thought it was coming from the roof. And every time it rained or something like this, then the wall was like, you know, like humid, just like the, like, you know, haunted houses and stuff. It was horrible. And I kept telling the landlord, I said, look, you know, it's not my house, right? So I just rent here. So the value of your house is going down. So me, I live here. It's my job to inform you of anything, but you need to come and fix it. And so what they usually did was they came and painted the wall. And I'm like, but dude, like, why do you paint the damn wall? The tomorrow is going to rain. The problem's still there. You know, it's not going to change anything. So right now you're only fighting the symptoms of it. You're not actually fixing the root cause, right? Which is very different. So in that story that I told you before with the Americans and Japanese, the Japanese were going straight to the root cause of the problem, right? So if you fix that root cause, it's going to stop. But we're here in this case, so they had to come, like, I don't know, every time it rained, then, you know, everything started again. And I told them, as long as you haven't fixed that leak and you haven't found the leak, then there is no point in doing what you're doing. You're just like, I don't know, just wasting your time trying to go around, like, fix the symptoms. But the most important thing is actually the root cause. So what they ended up doing is that one wall was so, like, ugly looking that they actually put some tiles and stuff on top of it So under the wall, it still, you know, it still looked horrible and humid and all that kind of stuff. And I was, dude, I don't understand this logic, right? Me, I will go. It might cost you a little bit more to send it will seem like it costs more. So you send someone, you pay the dude or the chick. They come, they check, they find, they fix, right? Instead of sending people over and over and over again and having to buy painting and all that kind of stuff and remove all the furniture from the kitchen, which is what they had to do because the furniture was, it's wood. And because the wall was wet, then it was all like mushy and humid and stuff. Then there were like termites and stuff. And I was like, dude, Just find the root cause, right? So, which eventually, after things became very, very dangerous, because one day actually what happened was that one of my sockets started making a lot of noise, like electric noise and stuff. And then, we realized that there was water coming out of the socket, like water, right? I mean, the whole house could have gone into flames or something, And that's when I said, look, dude, fix it. I don't care. You fix it. So they eventually found the leak that was causing the problems and stuff in the kitchen, and they fixed it, right? So anyway, so these are things. When I'm saying this, you're like, well, obviously, of course, that's what I will do. There is a reason why I'm telling you this. It's because, we don't do this all the time. We don't, okay? I'll give you a few examples. I've seen people, when you have a leaky pipe, I've seen people, they just put a bucket or something under it, and then they will have to come and change the bucket, I have seen this, and sometimes they're like, oh yeah, I don't have the money for the plumber or something like this, and then you just put the damn bucket, but it's best to go and change it. So you might be like, nah, that's not me, I'll just call the plumber. All right. Or you'll fix it yourself if you know how to fix it, because I'm not a plumber, I don't know how that works, so I never touch pipes and stuff, right? But let me give you another example. And this is where I want to go with this thing, right? And this is something that I see a lot in people and clients and stuff is, let's say there's this task that you have to do every single day. Every day you have to do the same task. It's the same repetitive stuff that you have to do, and you're doing it over and over and over again. Okay? Ah, it's just 5 minutes. I'll just do it. Why don't you go to the root cause of the problem? So, looking at it differently, just like the Japanese did. Why don't you spend time and find a way to automate that so that you won't have to do it again? Right? Remember that American dude who had to bang on the door? It's the same thing when you are doing the same action over and over and over again, right? So you might, before you're like, ah, yeah, of course, I know this stuff. But no, I am pretty sure that there's some things that you do all the freaking time and you don't know how, you just let it happen, all right? So recently I told you as well that we had some problems, technical problems, with a system that failed and stuff, right? So the system will fail, all right? And what do most people do, right? They will basically hope that it doesn't happen again. That's pretty much what people do. There's a lot of hope of, it wasn't lucky. Well, let's hope it doesn't happen again, all right? Whereas what you should do, right, and this is the example that the Japanese engineers are giving you, is find the root cause of the problem. What was the actual problem that ended up in this what you saw were symptoms? Okay, so there were symptoms and something caused it. Right, please make sure to identify what caused it, because if it happens again, you're screwed. Right now, you just have to hope that it's not gonna happen again, right? So you wanna find out what caused it. And once you find what caused it, then you fix it once and for all. You don't go and you know, fix it all the time, you know? I'm struggling to find some examples here, but it happens all the time. I see people, you know, they have this problem, like, oh, yeah, well, yeah, don't worry, this thing falls all the time, and I'm like, but why? Oh, I don't know, but you know, it takes me 5 minutes to restart and stuff. And I'm like, dude, why don't you spend, I don't know, an hour trying to figure out why it's not working, why you lose your job, all the, like your, not your job, but the work all the time, and then you fix it, you know, once and for all. And that's what I have been, you know, trying to do with everything I do, right? So you know me by now, if you've been following me, I don't like to do repetitive stuff, right? If I have to do things like too many times, I don't like it. I would like to be able to apply kind of like the same logic. So the logic that I gave you was in case of a problem, right? So you have a problem and you find the root cause of the problem and you make sure that the root cause disappears so that you don't have to bang on the stupid door every single day. But you can do the same thing for you know, stuff that you have to do regularly, right? So it is a problem because you do have to do it regularly, right? But try to come up with some sort of process or something once and for all and try to automate it, all right? You try to automate it or try to, I don't know, no, if you can't automate the whole thing, maybe you can automate part of it or you can find something that makes your life easier, all right? Me, I have so many things that make my life easier, right? I'm going to give you some examples. So just so you understand, I have, for example, me, I'm old school, right? I'm a dinosaur. And what I like to do is when I need to remember something, I send myself an email, right? Which I do send myself a lot of emails every single day. I'm my biggest fan, you know, so I get a lot of emails from myself. And here's what happened. I know I have to do it all the time. I have to do it all the time because this is how I function. This is always how I function. People say, oh, you should put something in your calendar, something in the notes, something in the blah, blah, blah. Yeah, dude, it works for you. For me, it's emails, right? So I send myself emails. And here's what I had to do before. So I had to pick up my phone, right? I have to open the mail client. And then I have to click on new message. And then I have to put my email address there. And then I have to put like a subject line or something. And then maybe the content and stuff, right? So that's a lot of clicks. And I used to do that all the time. So these are things, it's not like I'm like, maybe I'm not gonna do it in the future. I know I have to do it, right? So I had to find a better way for me to do it. And so I decided, I looked around and I found something which is a shortcut that I can use on my phone where I press a button directly. I have a box, I just type whatever it is that I want, I press send, and then it's sent automatically to my email address from me, right? So I've actually created an automation that connects to my email, will create a message and will send it to me and all that kind of stuff, which means I don't have to populate my email address and all that kind of stuff, and it's 100 times easier. Right? And with you know, a lot of those things that I'm doing that I have to do every day, so I haven't been able to fully automate it because there's no way I can automate this, you know, because I'm just cuckoo, I'm crazy, I'm swimming, I have an idea. It's not, well, it is the idea that I have now that I need to put there, so I cannot automate it. But at least I can make it easier for myself to do it. So I have all sorts of things like this on my phone that I use. You know, even to communicate with the team, right? So I realized that we are running some, we're working on a project, right? And on this project, as soon as I find something that works, then I will ask someone in my team to go and scale it, right? And so I have to do this every day. And it was the same thing, same process. I have to go, open the email client, put the person's name, subject line, type a message or copy it for someone else, blah, 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 etc. Well, I did the same thing on my phone, right? Now I press one button, I enter one, like one word, and then it sends out the email to the person in question, right? And you see how much time it saves me, right? So, you know, then maybe I could take it a step further. I can train that person to actually identify now those campaigns, and then I don't actually have to do it myself, you know, which might be something that I will do. But anyway, you see where I'm going with this. Very often we are repeating the same thing over and over again for a problem, right? A problem that keeps happening. So instead of fixing the damn root cause, then we just, we just like, let's do this. It's 5 minutes, stop doing that, right? So try to identify the root cause. But also for the rest that you don't necessarily see as a problem, stuff that you do every day, try to find a way to get rid of it once and for all. The once and for all approach is really nice. I love it, right? It saves you so much time, so much mental capacity, stress and stuff that I highly recommend it. So, some people are like, they're amazed. They're like, oh man, how do you have those things? How can you, how can you have that much time during the day and not be do any operational work? Well, there's no secret, right? So what I told you there, do you think I need a PhD or something to do it? I don't, right? It's just you realizing, bro, I have to do this every day. How do I make it easier for myself? It's just as easy as this. People think it's like, black magic or some occult science or something like this. It's not. I don't have any superpower. I just make sure that I operate like those Japanese engineers that I showed you, where instead of like having to bang on the door until the rest of until the end of times, then I'll take the time to fix it. It might take me, I don't know, one day to set up something, but that means for the rest of my life I don't have to do it anymore. Okay, so look at your business, look at your life. So, stuff like that you have, and try to think of ways to actually fix it once and for all, and you will see that life is going to get a whole lot better. Okay, so that's pretty much it, guys. I will see you in the next episode. That was your host, Martin. Bye bye. All right, guys, you just heard a brand new episode of the Freedom by Choice podcast with myself, Martin Ebonge. So I got a question for you. Did you like this episode? If yes, can I please ask you a small favor? All right, so here's the thing. The biggest thing that helps my podcast grow and bring more value to other people is if you guys leave a review, if you rate the podcast, and if you subscribe to the podcast. Why? Because this tells the platform that I'm actually bringing a lot of value to you and that you like my stuff. The more people like my stuff, and the more they'll show you to other people. And this way, we can make sure that we can impact a lot of people with this podcast and this community, all right? So what I wanna ask is, can you please take 3 seconds out of your busy day? Because I know everybody's busy. And if you could just like subscribe to the podcast, rate this episode and leave a review. It is 3 seconds for you, but for me, it will actually make my day and it can help someone else on the other side of this planet, okay? And one thing I like and one thing I want for this podcast is for it not to be a monologue. So I want to get feedback from you guys, right? So if you want to contact me, it's very easy. You can send an email to contact@martinebonge.com. And in this email, you can give me feedback on the episode or on the whole podcast. But you can also give me some suggestions about subjects that you want me to cover, right? If it's interesting and if a lot of people want to hear it, then I will cover it, okay? But anyway, thank you for listening to this episode, and I see you in the next one, all right? Thank you very much, guys. Bye.